We're pretty excited. Wednesday, US time, the Shat finally hits space. This is the most talked about space operation ever.
And he's getting panicky, isn't he?
He is. They've actually halted the... they're meant to go up tomorrow because there's high winds in Florida at the moment, so he's a bit worried about being on top of a rocket being shot up into space.
They've
held it off.
Jeez, what a pussy.
No, I've seen the interviews. He's actually sitting there going, you know what, my whole mission is to come back alive. That's all he wants. Which is, I suppose, anyone's mission in space, isn't it?
If that's honestly what's going through his head, which it would be, as you said, he's getting shot up in a rocket, I think he's... It's fair enough to be crapping yourself. Come on.
Captain Kirk, the most steely, strong man. He's led us against aliens.
He's 90-something, isn't he?
Yeah, but hang on. This is the guy that, you know, romanced how many aliens in space. He took us to bold new worlds where no one has gone before, and yet when it comes out for real, he's like, you know what, I'm just a little bit jittery. I'm in my 90s, and oh, come on, William. Be a man. Be the Captain Kirk we remember.
You can talk. You would not do that. So, yeah, what's he the most worried about? I heard he was the most worried about getting in and out of the seat.
Well, that too. He's a bit more rotund than the other members of the team.
That's such a great word.
Yeah, I love it. The thing is, he's panicking for what? 11 minutes in space, and 3 minutes of that is when he'll be weightless. I mean, it's not very long.
Oh, that's a dream come true for a lot of us, isn't it? I've never felt so slender.
God.
No, this is exciting for him. I love this. And I love – that's fair enough because you were saying – you were borderline sort of complaining that he was only going to be up there for 11 minutes and only three of those weightless. Well, I'd be happy with that. I'd be like, get me back to Earth, please.
I think that's the ultimate way to get into weight loss in the future is that all this space tourism they're talking about will now be the new – they'll be the new fat loss farms.
Yeah, probably.
Head us into orbit.
Yep, beam me up, Scotty.
And once you get people experiencing that, they'll never eat again. Anyway, Shat, you'll be fine, mate. The publicity in you dying in space would be not worth any of the space industry or the space tourism industry. So,
what? So you're now giving a 100% guarantee that he's not going to die?
Oh, look, there'll be no problem.
No, I know.
I can guarantee he'll be back and he'll be, you know, making docos and
I think he's never had less of a chance of survival. Bilko's 100% guarantee.
Sorry.
With your vast knowledge.
Yes, thank you.